Last week on Fork You, we talked about why fish and why it is healthy to be a part of your diet. Yet there have been many of you who have told me that you simply don't like fish. And you know what? I understand. I mean, let's start out with the basics. Fish should not be smelly. And if it is, please don't eat it. But today, I'm going to put down my doctor's lab coat as your chief medical explanationist and trade it in for my chef's apron, as I try to convince you to give fish another try. Today, on Fork You, we will help you learn to cook some great fish, providing you with a couple of recipes. I am Chef Terry Simpson, your award-winning culinary medicine expert, and I will help you make sense of the madness of the greatest food you can imagine, besides ice cream. This is Fork You, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness and bust a few myths. And today, learn a few simple recipes that hopefully will make you fall in love with an ingredient that is healthy and delicious. Many of you knew I grew up in Ketchikan, Alaska, which is the salmon capital of the world. And in my house growing up, we had fish several times a week. Not because we liked it, but because fish was free for the catching. Once a year, we might have steak, when my parents would invite us kids out to go with them to celebrate their anniversary, so I thought steak was it. And I went to school at the University of Chicago, and few towns have as much good food as that Windy City. But I found after a while I kind of missed salmon. So I went to one of the most celebrated fish restaurants in the city and ordered salmon. It was awful. It smelled like fish that we Alaskans would say should have been fed to the Huskies the day before. I never went back to Nick's Fish Market. I don't even know if it's still there. That summer, when I went back to Alaska, my dad and I went out to catch some salmon. They were running. Now, in Alaska, we call it catching salmon because it's not fishing. Within an hour, we both had our limit, which was 6 salmon each. The limit is less now. We brought them home, and Mom made a stuffed whole salmon. It was mouthwateringly delicious. Do you know what she did? She took the salmon. We had filleted it. She opened it up. She stuffed the salmon with some onions. She didn't have olive oil at the time, so she put mayonnaise on it to preserve it. She put wild berries from our yard in it and around it. She baked it at 450 degrees for 15 minutes. And when that salmon came out, it was so delicious. Needless to say, I finished my education, and for about 25 plus years of my career, I lived in Phoenix, Arizona, which is kind of landlocked. And in spite of my love for salmon, that was one of the hardest things to ever order. One of my favorite restaurants in Phoenix is Tarbell's, a place where I actually was there the first night they opened. I would go to it twice a week. It was just about a half a mile from where I lived. And in those 23 years, there were 5 dishes that I sent back. All of them were fish. All of them because they smelled fishy. And I thought, if Mark Tarbell, an award-winning chef, the only person to beat an Iron Chef in season 5, can't decide about proper fish, who can? Well, today, you can. Here are some things that have changed in fish in the past few years. When fish are caught, let's use salmon as an example, the large vessels process it right on the vessel. So they're caught, they're filleted, they're cut, and they're flash frozen that second. So when you buy fish from the market, I don't really want you to start out buying some fish that is thawed out. I'd like you to consider buying it frozen. Because when it's frozen, you can be assured it's probably as fresh as it can get. And the freezing kills any parasites you might be concerned about. Also, you can usually get it in individually wrapped fillets of salmon or cod or whatever, and you can take as much as you want without wasting it. Are you worried about farm-raised salmon? I know. 25 years ago, there were some severe worries about farm-raised salmon. Farm-raised any food can have problems, and farm-raised salmon did. And today, it's much better. They harvest fish from these salmon farms 5 days a week, and the new techniques of farm-raising have really made these safe and delicious. Also, like wild-caught salmon, it's prepped and frozen immediately after harvest. Do you want to know which seafood farms are the best to get? Check out seafoodwatch.org for a complete list. So you bought it frozen. Now you have this frozen brick of fish and you want to know how to fix it. Salmon or other fish are very easy. You don't even need to thaw it. I'm going to give you two different recipes that you can use. You can either use an air fryer, which you're going to keep at about 390 or 200 centigrade, or an oven at 450. Let's start out. First, take it out of the package, rinse it off so you get any frozen stuff off there, pat it dry, okay? Put it into the air fryer for 7 minutes or in the oven for 7 minutes. That's going to thaw it out. Then take it out, pat it dry, and this is a simple recipe that's your basic. A little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, some lemon juice or lemon wedges, and if you're really fancy, take a microplane grater and put that grated lemon peel on the fish. Drown it in olive oil. You know what? There's an old saying that a fish has two lives, once in the ocean and once in olive oil. That's all you need. Let the fish stand on its own. Now, you can add other things, but that's a great recipe to start at. Now, how long do you keep it? Well, if it's an inch and a half or less, about 5 to 6 minutes in the oven or the air fryer. If it's more, 8 or 9 minutes. Here's a few other things I like adding to my salmon. Maple syrup, bay seasoning, onion slices, Dijon mustard. All of those are things that you can add, and you can experiment with things. Sound good? Yeah, that works. So not only does it work for salmon, it works for cod, halibut, bass, and almost any fish. Thinner fish means less time. Try it. If you're using a thermometer to check the temperature of your fish, I like taking it out when it's about 130 degrees and letting it sit for a few minutes. Now, I have two websites that you can check for recipes. My old website, which is terrysimpson.com, and my new website, which is drterrysimpson.com. So that's where I'd like you to start with fish. You don't need to try and buy it fresh and look at the gills and look at the eyes and smell it. You can buy it frozen. Start that way. Let me give you a few other things. Canned salmon and canned tuna are actually pretty good. Salmon does not have any appreciable levels of mercury. Tuna might, but it depends upon where the tuna is caught from. Albacore tuna has a little more. Skipjack or yellowfin tuna has a little bit less. I get my tuna from the Pacific Northwest, where they really don't detect any levels of mercury. You can look up in the websites of, whatever company you get your tuna from to see how much mercury is there. But typically, it doesn't have much. And mercury levels are going down in fish as we're getting rid of coal-fired plants. Because coal-fired plants lead to mercury in the air. The mercury in the air gets into the water system. The plankton get it. It becomes inorganic mercury, becomes organic mercury. You don't want that. And I have a great recipe for canned salmon cakes, which is one of my favorites. Do you want to know the recipe? You take the canned salmon out. You fry up a little combination, and you can buy this already chopped. Onions, bell peppers, a little bit of garlic. Fry it up till it's translucent, medium high. Add that to your salmon. Let it sit. Let it cool down. Add some panko breadcrumbs. Add 2 eggs. Put it in the refrigerator for about an hour. Bring it out. If it's a little bit isn't held together, add more panko breadcrumbs. And then simply sear fry those in a pan, medium heat with olive oil. And they're delicious. All right, go and try some fish and let me know how it does. This episode was researched by me, Chef, and Dr. Terry Simpson. Remember, never eat fishy fish. Fresh, frozen, or canned is fine. And while I am a doctor, I am not your doctor. While I am trained in culinary medicine, I am not fixing your food. Please see a board-certified doctor for your food. Talk to chefs about how they fix and get good salmon. And hopefully some of the other places I mentioned have figured it out by now. This was research by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, years of eating and fixing salmon, and distributed by my friends at Simpler Media, Ali Press, and Mr. Evo Terra, the pod god. Thank you for this episode. You can find more recipes, as I said, on terrysimpson.com or drterrysimpson.com. And I am looking forward to hearing about your adventures in eating fish. Remember, if you have an allergy to fish, please don't try and overcome the allergy without the help of a board-certified allergist, not a chiropractor, naturopath, but a real doctor. All right. Thanks for listening. Have some fish this week, and have a good week. Hey, Evo, what's your favorite way to cook fish?
That'd be you, Doc. Yeah, you're my favorite way.